Have you heard of Jimmy Carr in this country?
Yeah,
he's brutal. He's funny.
Jimmy Carr.
But he grew the way his African jokes hurt, man.
Nah, you know, I don't like Jimmy Carr, man.
Nah, because he's a white man in the African jokes.
Do you know what I don't like? Yeah, I know you're not going to remember him. Yeah. There's one youth that used to sweat bare. What's his
Lee
name?
Lee Davis. He's funny. No, he's skinny. No. Lee Davis. Yeah,
the one that
Lee.
Used to sweat bare.
Lee Davis.
You know,
Lee.
British.
He's got big ears.
Yeah.
He's a legend, though.
Bro, I'm man sweating like.
Lee Evans.
Lee Evans. I said Lee Davis.
That's it. I'm going to say Lee Davis. I tried. I'm going to say Kevin Davis.
Yeah, I don't understand
how. Nah, it's all good. Don't worry.
That guy that sweats bare, I always hate him.
But he's a funny though.
Nah, that's like. But, he makes you know when you're looking at someone like sweating bare, yeah, it just makes me uncomfortable, man. What in it, by the way? I'm just
Jimmy Carr. His worst joke I heard is like he says that mosquitoes buy mosquito nets to save themselves from being bitten by Africans. Yeah, that joke is the worst joke I've ever heard. But it hurt. I laughed. I hate when a racist joke is funny. Like,
how does what did he say? Mosquitoes bite each other.
No, mosquitoes buy mosquito nets to save themselves from Africans. It's so fucking dumb.
How does he get away with it?
That is funny though.
Like, a joke
are
is a joke.
Even mosquitoes here?
No, really. It was just relating back to Africa. It was just
an Africa joke, innit?
See me, if I what?
Your mic, hold it up.
Pause.
Wait, are we rolling?
Yeah.
Oh shit. You see me, yeah, like if there's a joke here about like black people or like Africa and it's funny, bro, I'll laugh. I don't care. It's not that deep, bro.
I won't take it personal because even when it's thrown back at them, you know what I'm talking about, yeah? And then they get mad emotional or like they try and cancel comedians and say like, oh, you lot can't joke a certain way and stuff like that. You can't do that to a comedian.
Comedy is the only place where nothing's off limits.
Bro, that's the thing though.
Yeah.
It's just meant to be like, expressing yourself, just
you're
making
not
jokes
to say in public, things you're not to say in your everyday life is comedy. That's it to me.
Like, you lot know in America, like, now how like 9/11's become like some mad joke now, like, where these are,
it's even sometimes, which is sad, it's a joke in America, but I'm like, even now in America, some jokes are off limits in some places.
So
you can't really say certain things that you used to be able to get away with.
Times have changed, man. People are, it's an emotional era now that we're living in, fact, where
that's
people
what I'm
take
saying, man.
Everything to heart.
Nice. Real soft.
But hey, it's myself, Deals.
It's your boy Lim.
Got Marcus in the car.
With a table.
Boss behind the camera. We got a special episode today, yeah. Hey, today is that UK versus America type shit. You get me, yeah? We got Big Ron in the house, man. What you say, Ron, man?
How you doing? I'm Ronald Taylor.
You got Marcus.
Nah, it's a pleasure to be
you got Marcus with his John Wayne boots.
They can't see it. Don't joke, man.
Nah, man. Hey, Ron, how's your time in the UK been, man? How you finding
it? It's been very relaxing and very calm.
Relaxing and calm?
Really? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you look describe London as relaxing?
Yeah, I'm saying that's
nah, that's you know, that's because he isn't from here.
You're from here. You're here on you know, limited time as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so. I've been here since the new year.
New year.
Yeah, see.
And I'll be here for a while.
Few years.
Not quite that long. I'll be here for a good stint.
No, but you're from St. Louis, right?
Yeah, from St. Louis, Missouri.
Ah, cool. Over there, Dearmore, that's a laid-back town. Would you say?
Yeah, it's calm. It's a little bit. Yeah, it's relaxed, but it's a little bit more active than London.
Seriously,
you don't see no degenerates like what's this girl's name?
Who?
Sexy Red. You don't see people like that. Like just degenerates everywhere.
In London, you haven't seen a Sexy Red yet in London.
Mm-mm.
He's waiting to see.
I don't even see that in St. Louis. What I mean by is like
that's what I was saying. Like you don't see people like that.
Guns are legal in St. Louis, so that's what I mean by like.
Yeah, I would have run my mouth.
That's what I mean by like it's more relaxed, it's more calm.
No, but we spoke about that gun thing. Remember we spoke about it, and then you have a great like, because I was like. That's one part of America I don't like, how you lot have guns and you're just walking around. But explain why do you lot you think you have guns?
So the UK is very small, and you guys have cameras everywhere and everything like that, and so it's very very surveillance. In America, it's illegal. Well, everybody drives everywhere.
Yeah.
You guys would go the highway or the motorway.
Motorway,
The main way of transportation from place to place, getting off at exits.
Yeah.
And so it takes a lot longer to get from place to place.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot. It doesn't take longer. It just, we travel farther distances.
Yeah, them massive highways, fam.
Yeah, so it's, when I was going to grade school, it was 14 miles roughly from my home to my school and back.
Yeah.
14 miles each way.
Damn. And so for 40 miles is
the reason why
I said that.
Limjanao how far 40 miles is. I'm joking. Yeah.
The reason why guns, I think, are more accepted in American societies is because it's huge. America is
that's
huge.
Why. Yeah, that's why.
And so people need to sometimes handle disputes, because if somebody's trying to kill you and they're not that far,
they need to stand on business.
They're not that far away. Yeah. You do need to be able to protect yourself.
I said before they cut you. So wait,
do you know one of the things? Do you know that potential property thing is actually right. True? If someone steps on your property and you burst them,
apparently that's not for every state though. It's not for every state.
Is that for your state?
Yes.
Damn.
So it's a law. It's called the Castle Doctrine, and it basically means that.
Takashi.
It means that if somebody doesn't, it's stand your ground. So if somebody's invading your property, if somebody's on your property and you don't want them there and they're not supposed to be there, you can give them warnings and everything like that.
Yeah,
and if they don't, you do have, and they threaten you, you do have the right to show amounts of force.
Oh, that's a professional way of putting it. If you're standing in my bedroom, that's enough. Friend, do you understand? Why are you standing there for? I'm gonna start the AR.
Well, all our homes where I'm from are detached.
Oh shit,
semi-detached.
And so it's like, I think, for example, the average home where I'm from is, let me calculate in my head in meters. It's like 400 meters.
Liv, what is it?
In the inside.
How long is 400 meters, Liv?
That's one lap. That's one lap, bro. Around the Olympics. One lap. 400.
Because. No, I mean 400 square meters.
How much?
No, not like meters.
Oh, right. I thought you meant 400 meters.
No. Are you confusing Liv?
You think they're going?
No, because.
Where did I get it wrong?
Oh, you guys use feet here, right?
Feet, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, then that's even easier.
Yeah.
Feet pics.
The average house around where I'm from is like 30, like 3,000 square feet, 4,000 square feet.
Oh, okay, that's quite spacious.
Yeah.
All right, so Ron, since you've been here, how's the girls treating you, man? What are you finding so far?
Man, I haven't really been focused on that too much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in North London, in the area that I'm in, it's a lot of older people.
Yeah.
And what area is it? What's it called?
I'm not too far away from Hampstead Heath.
Oh, okay.
Hampstead Heath.
He's up there, man.
Yeah,
you know,
there's a lot of.
Oh, yeah, them
older
yeah.
people there.
Yeah. Yeah. Older people, families, this dogs. People there.
Dogs. Yeah. There's people there.
Nah, so. All right, cool.
I don't know. What are you?
What's the opposite of our color?
Caucasian, man. That's what he means. Caucasian.
It's quite white. Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of them there. There's a lot of them there, man. So you fitting in the culture, right? How you finding like the UK culture? Like, I remember we were talking as well, like how people are in America. People are more free and just come and speak to you and talk.
Yeah.
Over here, you see how people are in London. It. We're all just like head down.
Yeah, everyone's walking. Head down.
Yeah, but that's not too it's not too different from New York, for example.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like New York's, yeah.
But even New Yorkers are more loud and more like it's not uncommon in New York to see a homeless dude performing in like the middle of a subway car,
yeah.
Or like hear somebody like yelling or something like that. Yeah. Like they're genuinely like. Mental health is huge because there are some people in New York like that, that you
same.
See where they need some help. Yeah, London, the tube is quiet. It's almost, besides the sound of the tube.
Head down.
No, because you used to, in America, them on the tube, yeah. If you're in,
they make noise.
They're making noise.
Yeah.
Someone's
getting punched up.
Shut up, like, straight up. Like, stop talking to me sort of thing.
Yeah, man. So what's been your favorite part of London so far?
I would say the weather and
what do you mean by that?
The food and the weather.
Yeah, this he told me this before, and I looked at the sideways as well. I was like, what do you mean the food? Wait, let's go to the weather first. What do you mean by the weather?
Okay, so the weather where I'm from, it is winter temperatures. It's not uncommon for a regular day around this time
to be a lot
to be about I think 0 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah.
So it's where is it? It's cold there, but it's dry and there's not much snow on the ground because it's like, and it's completely flat as well.
Jamaican. That's how it's going.
Yeah, it's completely flat. So it's like, and where I go to university, it's cornfields and it's like, it's flat plains. So there's a lot of wind that comes through.
Yeah.
And so the weather here is nicer because the weather's more humid. There's more green spaces. Like, it's, well, to me, it feels like a chilly, like, autumn day.
Yeah, I'm gonna look. A man dips out the house here. No jacket, that idea. Yeah, he's comfy.
Man wore a cardigan, you know.
They must be getting slapped out there.
Like, it must be just different.
It's different.
Yeah. They're like, calm, bank.
Me to be cold, it has to be a lot colder than this.
So what do you mean about the food? Because I need to hear this. Because what we see for growing up from TV, yeah. You don't know this shit. Yeah, the big wings, burgers, the drinks, the salad,
collard greens,
the hot wings, collard greens,
cornbread,
all of that shit that we've never had it. Yeah. I mean, you make it sound so tasty. Yeah? Your man will be dribbling through the screen when he's watching it. So I don't know what you're talking about the food here, because when you come coming, you just go Nando's, fam.
Yeah, no, there's no chitlings here.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said
it. So what do you mean by the food?
So I'm from, you already said where I'm from. St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis.
And so it's in the Midwestern United States, but it's in the Southern Midwestern United States. Mm-hmm. So if you look at a map of the United States, you look to your right, there's Nashville, Memphis, Tennessee. You go a little bit further south, you get to Alabama, Mississippi. Alabama. The state south of Missouri is Arkansas. You get to Texas. And so, yeah. So, like, what I mean by, like, the food here is good is the ethnic food.
Oh, that's what he means.
That's
okay.
True.
Okay. I knew that's what he meant.
Like, I was just testing it out.
Couldn't have been mash.
I had fish and chips the other day.
Oh, okay.
Bland.
Yeah, it did.
I knew, like, you couldn't have been
the
that.
Fish in, like, it, well, what you guys would call fish and chips in America is better than, yeah, you don't go, than here.
You go catfish.
I got cod.
Cod? Yeah.
Cod.
But that's the same thing here, though. It's cod.
But ours is cod, but they cook it differently, though.
They season it.
No, he said that's what you banged here. You banged cod. Cod and chips.
But they season it.
No,
we season it.
Have you had tilapia before?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a lot of tilapia.
Yeah. I love that one. I must say the ethnic food is better. Okay, man.
Yeah, I had...
It is true, yeah.
I had Nigerian food.
Ew. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I had...
this guy's dumb, you know.
I had beef short ribs and jollof rice.
Oh, okay.
Ghanaian or Nigerian?
Nigerian.
I'm sorry about that.
Shit. All right, cool. All right, Ron, I don't know. Did you watch a little bit of Zero Manners? Yeah. All right, so you might know a little bit about us, yeah? When a male guest comes to the show, we like to do something where we take you to Sim Court real quick, yeah? Where we put everything out on the table, yeah? And we have a theory over here, yeah? I think that American guys are bigger simps than the UK guys. And then he thinks that different, yeah? But we'll get into that afterwards.
Interesting.
But we're going to take you to a quick Sim Court with us real quick, yeah? Have you ever simped before, Ron?
I mean, who has?
Thank you.
I like that. You're a very honest man.
I love that. Hey, wait, let me get Ish, your mum. Again, fam, you dropped my
Same man, like, to be around the
bush. Again, yeah. There's man them here that are coming and telling the truth. You're a dropped man, again, yeah. So, yeah, you simped before, yeah. Would you care to share us the story of your
You don't have to go, like, proper.
Yeah, you do cut as well, but yeah, I wanted the details.
Cool. And then, first of all, should we go Sim Court then? Should we go Sim Court?
No, but this is first.
Just let him say his story.
It's not Sim Court, yeah.
All right, cool, cool. When you next come on the show, we'll take it to a real Sim Court. We'll just hear the confession right now. Then we'll go from there.
So I define simping as, since we're in Sim Court, I got to define I believe simping is.
No, you're in civil law. It's a civil law.
We haven't sentenced.
Yeah, yeah. You're just in the station.
I believe it's doing something for a woman where you basically are just doing it, you're not getting anything reciprocated back.
It's reciprocating, yeah. No energy.
And I don't think that this story, I would say, is not it's not a story of like money, because I'm not at that point in my, I'm a student, I'm not at that point in my life where I'm like, I mean,
unadjusting.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Is it more the effort you was putting in?
Yeah.
Emotional.
Emotional. Okay.
It's just, I.
Oh, the
when
Airbnb,
I was.
Airbnb thing. Sorry, man. No, go ahead, Ron. Let's hear this.
When I was in last year.
Yeah, good.
I just spent too much time around a girl, and she didn't really reciprocate my feelings.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
What was you doing to show that you liked her?
It wasn't so much of me telling her that I liked her or anything like that. We were just hanging out. Okay. We were just seeing how it goes.
Yeah.
And then over time, it was like, I just knew that I didn't want to be with her. That's what I mean by simping. I felt like for the energy that I put into our friendship,
he wasn't getting out.
Hold on.
He's not allowed to skip there like that.
No, wait.
Like, in terms of like what you was doing, like, you wasn't eating her bum though. It's fine.
No. I was checking. We were cordial. Okay. We were.
I was checking. You get
bro, it's crazy. Marcus, yeah? One day you're gonna own up in this show. You're gonna
wild.
Own up.
Bro, wild.
How much mommy eating? You're gonna own up.
That's fine. Sometimes get away. Cool, yeah, anyway. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
No, but it was cordial. We were friends and everything like that. I thought she was a great girl and everything like that. But we didn't see eye to eye, and I didn't like some of the things that she was doing, and
what was she doing, Ron?
She was just too much smoking.
Is this American girl, by the way?
Yeah, too much smoking, too much drinking.
Party girl.
Yeah.
Did she show you things that you're like, oh, I'm not interested, like, and then you were just like turning an eye to it?
I wouldn't say that. I would say that I realized pretty quickly. It just took a few weeks. Where I was
give
like,
give people benefit of the doubt. When you fancy someone, you're giving them benefit of the doubt. Then
I generally try to do that. I try to put it on a case by case basis. Yeah.
Something just hit me.
Go on.
We have to do the check.
No, go and
do
the
check.
What state was she from?
Yeah.
By state we mean black or white state. Where is she from?
What do you mean black or white?
What was her skin color?
The reason why I say it like this, because it happened two times.
Okay.
Because I generally like to feel people out before I,
of course,
engage in relationships and everything like that. Okay. One was white and one was black.
Okay, fair play.
Oh, my man was paying
50-50.
50-50.
Oh, what about now?
Lamar.
Yeah, huh?
Lamar.
And which one did you like more?
Probably the black girl.
Respect.
I don't know what to call that, because that's just like, you didn't really give us a lot, Ron. That was just like,
yeah,
like,
he didn't really.
Like, you're very,
no,
you're only candidate.
Cool, so we have to,
yeah, you know, we'll, fine, we'll leave with that. But again, yeah, let's just get into it. You American guys are bigger simps than us, 100%.
Ron, you have to defend yourself now.
Like, you guys will go in the DM like, I'm gonna eat your ass, like, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Nah, we not that crazy.
Yes, you are. Yes.
That's a lie.
I promise you, some people might be that crazy.
Most of you lot.
I wouldn't say that.
You lot do it on the timeline, not even DM.
What are you talking about?
On the timeline, you don't even give a fuck. In the comments.
Yeah, in the comments, you lot being like some girls' comments saying they're gonna eat your ass. Straight, man. That's what you think. You know these UK guys, yeah? Do you know most of the freaky shit? I can't lie, yeah?
It comes from America.
It comes from America, man.
But like, in America, it's like, you hear that stuff on like public interaction, like public.
Like, let me give you an example, yeah?
Stuff like that.
Sorry to hold you. Let me give an example. Like, here, it's only, I'll say, the last 6 years that it wasn't a taboo to be, like, eating a girl. And it's only become normal because you guys have always normalized it.
Yeah, but that's feminism. I wouldn't say it comes from black culture in America. I wouldn't say it comes from... I think it's feminism, truly.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think that the books there's a lot of literature that's been published in the past. Well, since I've been, I'm 20.
Yeah.
When I was 12, 13, and I was learning about, even younger than that, learning about anatomy and learning about the birds and the bees, there were a lot of books centered around that. And so I feel that young men, we were kind of like, it was a part of getting older to learn things about female anatomy and about like, there were books like Give Her Pleasure or like stuff.
Kids. Oh, that's what they were learning.
Hey. Not for kids, but like books out there by those titles. Like there's a book by an author that I had to read as a part of my sexual education course in university called She Comes First. So it's that type of thing.
That title's funny though.
Always.
What do you say? Did you say always?
No, that title's funny though. She Comes First. Yeah. You get
But it's that sort of thing. I think it's like reciprocating and also meeting energies.
No, but in terms of like you lot's like personalities, in America, you lot like made it open though. Because in the UK, I feel like a lot of guys, they'll be thinking like that, but they'll never say it. But in America, you lot come straight out, t-shirt off, like, yeah, this is what we're doing over here. You see, hearing the music, Lil Wayne saying that, all this shit in the songs and stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's
rappers. There's no UK. That's the culture of it.
Oh, so that's what, So like, rappers are upfront about it.
Yeah. But that's popular
and
culture.
Rappers talk about paying women, quite frankly, paying women for sex. Rappers talk a lot about that.
In the UK, since DBE started talking about this madness, there was no one, no rappers in the UK.
You have to let them know that we're talking about like sex. Okay, we know that men pay for sex, but we're talking about like Americans.
America.
Like, I'm talking about like Americans, they popularized like going down on a girl. Like, we mean like, but over here, it was like a taboo. You don't.
It was behind the back.
Yeah, certain man.
They went behind the back.
Like, over here, certain man, you have to like catch them. Like,
I don't know.
That's the only way. But now, like, the man here, they're openly saying it. You know what I'm saying? There's simps on my timeline saying this, and I'm seeing it. I can't believe that I'm in the UK. Like, I can't believe this because I never grew up, like, man, openly saying this.
Because in America, it used to be an insult.
You look
to eat pussy.
Yeah, like, we used to call.
When I was younger,
I used to listen to Vibes Cartel. So, suck pussy mouth. That's what he used to say.
Bro, I thought
so it was an insult.
I was about to ask, are you talking about the poom poom? Are you talking
about the poom poom, bro?
No, both. Both is very new. The Nyash is like from lockdown, like 2019 is when people started eating bum.
Not you. You started from 2017.
Hey, like, seriously, like, man's heard, like, there's man and girls here, like, now they're eating. It's crazy. Eating us. Yeah. I just don't want to. What's going on? Am I in the UK? I don't know. Like, I actually don't know, Marcus. Tell me more, because I heard. Like,
I just read the articles when it comes out. I don't know.
I mean, I think that. So I guess if you consider that simping, then yes.
No, it's not simping. No,
you lot pay for it. You lot will trick heavy. You lot are crazy tricks.
The man of my tricks over there in America.
I don't believe in that, but I'm sure plenty of people do believe in that.
Yeah, pimp culture over there.
Oh yeah, that's a thing in the black community, and that's not in America, and that's not a good thing either.
Yeah, no, of course not.
People's uncles, dads are pimps.
Yeah, because it's just it's gruesome and it tears up a community.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, drug culture. In Atlanta, that's huge. In cities all over America, that's huge.
Yeah.
That is a thing.
No, you lot's drug culture over there is crazy.
The drugs.
Man. Yeah. So, like, what are we talking?
Like, in terms of like. Do you know, like, you probably have an uncle or something that you know that's done crack or something like that. Somewhere near, or a friend's uncle, like, we won't know no one around us, yeah? Do you got someone with crack?
That's done crack? I don't know. I can point you people in Hackney.
Of course. Yeah. But in America, it seems like we hear the jokes like, oh, yeah, I know Uncle blah, blah, he's on this. Or
whatever,
like
alcoholic,
like. Yeah.
Crackhead, yeah.
I believe that to be the case, but I think that's because, you know, in America, they incentivized basically a welfare state, and they incentivized fatherless homes.
Singapore homes, that's what they did to you over there.
But. And so, in the specifically in the 70s and the 80s, so we are central. The thing is, I don't want to get too heavy into geopolitics, but so, you know how people talk about Russia, and in Russia, like, their Secret Service is kind of militant about coming and finding people and getting people.
Yeah.
America is, I love America. America is similar to that in a way, but in America, we will test networks to find out if things work and if we can find information.
Yeah.
So our Central Intelligence Agency used to smuggle drugs through the black community in order to basically pass information, find drug routes and stuff like that. But the thing is that they don't talk about is drug dealing and everything like that. The crack epidemic in the 70s and the 80s killed a lot of people in inner city.
Destroyed homes as well. Yeah,
we saw it on Snowfall. Like, we only saw it from the looking in through movies like Boys in the Hood
documentaries
and stuff like that. Yeah, but
and
you,
of course,
like,
I haven't seen it, but
because they kind of made a Damson Injured? What's the Snowfall?
Yeah,
that he was basically getting supplied by the CIA. Like, CIA. Like that, basically.
But that's true. But like you said, yeah, you love America, right?
Yeah,
you'll say you love America.
Be like Trump, you know.
We're here in it. That's what we're saying. It we're here. Would you, so recently in the UK, yeah, there's something that came out saying that they're gonna tell us to go to war, yeah, like we're gonna have to get ready and go to war against Russia.
Yeah, who said we? I'm not going.
It's exactly, that's the attitude, yeah, because we're like, hell no.
No.
I don't know why they're saying we, because we're not going. Let America, this is different to us and Americans. Let America call you up for war. What are you feeling about that?
If I have to go, I have to go.
You see? You see?
But the thing is,
them are not different, man.
In America, we have selective service laws.
Yeah.
And so we can have things happen to us legally if we don't. We could go to prison.
That's what they're trying to employ over
here. Wait,
that's a law. That's always been a law.
Yeah.
Wait, they still do that, though?
If you refuse to be enlisted, you're going to prison.
No, but they can't select you. This ain't like, remember, they did that to Muhammad Ali. He didn't go.
That's why he went to prison, though.
But I thought they stopped doing that.
Muhammad Ali went to prison.
He went to prison for 3 years.
Yeah.
He didn't go to prison for 3 years.
They banned him for 3 years. He went to prison.
Why do you think he got banned? Because he was in prison, bro. That's why he took his belt. They took his belt.
Wait. But they never showed that bit in these documentaries.
Go read about it.
Did he actually go to prison?
Yeah. I promise you, he went to prison.
So they stripped him of the belt and that. Because what their sort of thing is, first we're going to take your belt and embarrass you. If not, and you're still saying no, you're going to prison now because you're actually...
Wait, but I've never heard... I thought they only stripped him from his belt, but they actually sent him to prison.
Yes.
What? I never heard of this.
So what I would do if that scenario came up here in America is I would get a master's degree.
Okay.
Because that would give me 4 years to see if the war ends.
Right.
Because they have education exemptions in America.
Oh, okay.
Where if you now they're still going to make you be military fighting shape and everything like that, but you probably could get at least with the Vietnam War. Which my grandfather fought in, there are exemptions when it comes to education. Because if I, in the next 2 years, if I left and finished my education, and that's when the war popped off, or something happened, I would be enlisted, I would be told that I had to go.
Damn.
But I would be an officer. So I would be a leader over men.
Yeah. Got a fact check as well. Ali never went to prison, but he was given a 5-year sentence.
Yeah.
Done 4-year bail. I'm sorry, people.
Suspended, isn't it? Suspended sentence.
I thought he went to prison, yeah.
I thought he did too.
Good fact check, though.
Thank you.
Well done, man.
Yeah.
Can't be shaking it like this way. Yeah.
Zero man to tell you the truth.
But, nah, that's crazy. Shit, I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say something about, oh yeah, so, all right, cool. So we're out here, we're in the UK, yeah. And then ask me, I want to go to America to find we call them the mummies, yeah. You know what I mean by the mummies? Yeah.
Mm.
Wanna go find the mummies. Where do we go, man? Where do we go, Ron? Where would you put us on? Where would we go?
Depends on what you're looking for.
This guy, he said like, what's Marcus looking for? Ask Marcus what he's looking for.
Hey, can I ask him a quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Ask him.
God damn.
Are you a milkman?
Yeah.
I do sometimes. Hey, no. You know what the thing is, yeah. This is a great. You see, he sensed it. He didn't ask Liv.
The last person to be accused of being a milkman was sat right here.
Imagine you're feeding off his energy.
Yeah, yeah, fair
play. No, Marcus, ask the question. Are you a milkman?
I'm not a milkman, but I've soy milk sometimes, almond milk sometimes, cashew milk.
This guy is so, right,
so
just
him
a
liar, as a milkman, where would you recommend him to go?
I'm not a milkman, but I want a pog sometimes. And if you know what a pog is, you're a filthy person.
Hey, this guy's
a joke. If you know what a pog is, you're filthy like me. That's what I like. We'll all go to prison together.
Bro, it's an Urban Dictionary term.
Nah. If you know what a pog is, you're a disgusting animal, bro.
Where would you suggest this guy then? What he wants? Who needs?
Seattle.
Seattle Sounders, I'm going there.
Really, one place not in America, Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Canada, yeah. You said Canada's lit, innit? You said that's
cold though.
I'll take it.
If you like tanned white ladies.
That's the almond milk, yeah, man.
Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona.
California. Mm-hmm. Not Los Angeles though.
Nah, yeah, he said you also about LA is just like, it's not what it seems, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just well, my sister is on a board
right
in California. She lives in California.
Yeah.
She lives in she lives around Oakland area.
Oh, okay.
And you know, it's California is a state in progress. It's
right.
But it's very dangerous.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah,
there's
course, yeah.
There's things that are happening.
See how they make you look like it's some
places like Oakland.
Like they make it look like it's just like amazing, fam.
Like Beverly, they show us Beverly Hills.
Oh yeah, Beverly. Hey.
I'm gonna say Beverly Cop.
Hey, I haven't been to California a whole lot. I hear that those places are nice and everything like that.
Yeah.
But those are also very white areas, and they're not ethnically diverse. Well, they are, but they're not. There's not
be like an athlete or rapper or something like that to get.
Yeah, there's not a lot of. There's not a. What I've heard is there's not a lot of us there. I'm not sure, but that's what I've heard. Yeah, that's just what I've heard.
When you were younger, did you watch Everyone Hates Chris?
I've seen a few episodes.
You know their mom, Rochelle.
Yeah.
Where can I find one of those?
just
out of curiosity.
That's probably New York or something. Like he's talking about an average black American woman. He wants to find one of those.
No black women.
You know, I want to go
where?
H-Town.
Oh, Houston, yes. Houston, you'd enjoy it there.
H-Town.
Houston Dynamo.
You'd enjoy Houston. I hear it's beautiful, and I think you would enjoy it. All my really good friends, there's one guy in who lives two doors down from me, and we're the same age, but he always would go to Texas, Houston. He said he loved it there. I think you would like it there as well.
Lim wants to go Miami, yeah? What advice do you have for him to go to Miami?
From what I hear about Miami from people that I know that actually live there,
yeah.
I hear that it's nice. You best bring your wallet because it's expensive.
You and your
plastic. He's trying to go Magic City. He's trying to get tables.
Magic City is in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Atlanta's cool. Atlanta, I've been to Atlanta, but I haven't.
There's a lot of.
I haven't spent some time in Atlanta. If you know, I haven't lived in Atlanta, but I've been to Atlanta.
I like what you Black Americans have done with Atlanta, though.
What I've seen, it's like they call it the Black Hollywood.
Yeah, over there, obviously, what's his name? What's that guy's name, man?
Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry has his lot there, and then you got all these black lawyers.
Yeah,
what's that area as well where the nice Bankhead or something? What's it called?
So it's called Buckhead.
Buckhead, yeah, that has the nice house. Bankhead's, we don't have nothing like Bankhead's that in the UK.
Trash. Oh, you do?
Where?
You're right. Where? Not like Black Hollywood.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You said Hackney?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, don't listen to him. Don't listen to him.
I wouldn't know.
I'm asking the UK Black Hollywood's in Hackney.
Yeah.
Marcus, we get out of here,
bro. athletes as well.
But that's due to the diversity of Atlanta is because of politics. The mayor of Atlanta for years and years was a black politician who was very strong-fisted on government contracts and on what they called the minority set aside. It was the quota of contracts that needed to be given to black businesses by the government.
Bro, that stuff like that, yeah, it would never
happen here. You crazy?
Ever
happen here?
Ever happen here? But the thing about the UK, yeah, there's areas that minorities have taken over.
But that's not us. We have
taken care of us.
You know who they are?
Yeah, of course.
But the thing is, like,
no, they've taken over. There's different types. You know who owns Stafford Hill?
Yeah.
You know who owns what's it called?
East Ham.
Like, yeah. You know who owns Green Lanes.
Yeah.
You know who owns Green Lanes.
Yeah. You have to look at who's the most disenfranchised though. You can't just look at it like that.
No, of course, yeah, I understand. Yeah, but what I'm saying, yeah, it's been years now. When are we gonna catch up?
But sometimes you're playing a losing game. Fuck this
continuing,
man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with that. Like,
but I mean, it's not all prosperity in America.
What do you mean?
There's many parts of America that are very, very, very poor.
Yeah, 100%.
Detroit.
No, 100%.
I've seen Detroit. It looks cooked. Detroit. Baltimore. Cooked.
Yeah, Baltimore.
I haven't been to Detroit, but I know a lot. I know a few people who are from Detroit, and that's what they tell me.
Yeah,
because it was used to be the Motor City.
Yeah, they used to make cars.
But
where Eminem from?
I hear Detroit. Things
Detroit.
Have gotten
Detroit what?
Relatively bad there. Because you used to be able to buy a home. I'm pretty sure you can buy a home there for like a dollar, and it's like a rundown.
Oh, one of them random. Yeah, I heard about.
No, but there's no point because there's no water. Point building it up.
Yeah,
it's just gonna get fucked up again. Like,
it depends. Point? You can make a private neighborhood, and so you could literally
buy a few.
You can find an area that's adjacent. Level all the land and then build private neighborhoods. I don't know. Might there's people. It. There's actually black entrepreneurs that do that in where I'm from in St. Louis.
Okay.
But St. Louis is slowly becoming like Atlanta.
Yeah. I heard Cleveland's bad as well. Like where LeBron's from. Obviously he's built it up, but like he's
Akron.
Akron, yeah, Akron.
It's Akron, not Akron.
Akron.
I say in American accent though.
They don't say like that. You joke.
They say Akron. Right?
But I'm from Cleveland.
No wait, where's these dirty places? No, I said dirty. These hood. I'm trying to figure the hood. Like,
is Florida? Just some scary.
Oh, Florida.
Florida is dead.
They say all the crazy people in America come from Florida. Say that all the time. All the crazy people in the world come from
Florida. Yeah, that's where Miami is.
Yeah.
People in Florida, I've heard, or well, shoot, I've been to Florida, so Florida drivers are a bit wild. And from what I've seen, the drivers are just crazy and just wild.
Where's Baton Rouge? Is that in?
No, Baton Rouge is in Louisiana. Louisiana. Not too far away from New Orleans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's where Bruce is from.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's super. Florida's. The weather's warm. People are people are wild from what I've seen. Yeah. Like Florida's.
Kodak and them, man. Like,
the Haitians are there.
Yeah. Oh, the Haitians, yeah. I don't know too much about the Haitians, but
in America, yeah, a lot of you lot don't just believe you're African American, not even American. I mean, not even African American, just American. Yeah, why is that you lot don't go and find your like you know how you know you're from Nigeria and Liberia and stuff like that? Why are a lot of Americans that real ignorant to it? What do you think?
I mean, black people have been in America. Well, in America, have been
like 400.
Yeah, we don't know our, like, even though I know my, roughly my percentages and everything like that, we don't have a huge connection back to our homeland because, you know, 1619 is when the first African slave ship came to the United States.
Yeah. You didn't know that.
Or the Americas. It's 400 years ago. And so that history is separated from the American people.
AOL.
And so it's like, you know, you're black, you're in America, like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but you know, one thing I'm gonna say about that though, I think they're right to say that they're not African. Do you know why? Because it's been like 400 years, and they've basically suffered in that land, and they've helped build that land.
Yeah, 100%.
Right to become, so to be American.
For me to say, oh, just because you look like me, you should claim that you're African. No, because they've been there.
They own part of America. Yeah. America is them. That
they own most of America.
Yeah.
And the white colonists stole America from the Native Americans.
Yeah.
Most of the people that claim to own America don't own it at all.
Bro, the two places are always chatting shit. Yeah, it's owned by no one. Like, UK here is not owned by. There's no one's land as well. And then
nobody
over
really
there,
owns the land, bro.
Yeah. Where?
I'm saying that nobody really owns
it. No,
land.
Really owns that. But you know, there was like people there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
There, yeah.
That place that the UK, place really that America really was there. Conquered.
Yeah.
Like, no, there was people there and they said, hey, get out of here. And then
the people that own any land is the strongest.
Like what they killed. I remember the white people.
The natives,
they killed. There's no more of them. What's what they called? Tasmanians. I'm not capping. Like, they got
Australia, bro.
Whatever, man. I don't care. But
it's a Native American. Why are you trying to go away from me? Like, I said Tasmania.
Looney Tunes.
But you know about the Tasmanians? They got killed off.
That's yeah. They got wiped out. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
He shaked it.
But yeah, I heard about the Redskins. Yeah, that's what they call them.
You're not allowed to say that.
The what?
Hey, I'm allowed to say that.
Oh. The Native Americans.
Yeah, the Native Americans.
you don't know that. This guy.
What did he say?
Why is there a team called Redskins though?
Yeah, they changed the name.
Native Americans in America.
Yeah, they changed the name.
What, in the casinos? Oh, shit.
No. Not just in the casinos.
What was the name, Marcus? The Redskins. What was the thing? What was the actual name? What's the team's name? I forgot the team name.
That was the original name.
So it was a football. It was an American football team. Mm-hmm. The original, the name was the Washington Redskins for years and years. It's Washington State.
Okay.
They changed their name recently, a few years ago, to the Washington Commanders.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, that's shaggy.
That's even more insulting. What do you mean Commanders? Who got commanded? That's why you have to think deeper into it. Anyway.
But there's still Native American people all over in America. They're actually a good number in the South, a good number of black people actually mixed with Native American people. Mm-hmm. And there's a twisted history there. A lot of Native Americans died, of course, because of white settlers.
Yeah.
A lot of Native Americans had relationships were in relationships with black people in the southern United States.
Yeah.
And there are still Native Americans in the southern United States and in the remote areas of the United States. Like, for example, in America, we have Hawaii, which is one of the islands.
So that's where Barack is from, Obama.
Yeah, Barack Obama's from Hawaii.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Obama's from Hawaii? Yeah. I thought he was from this girl's end.
No,
he's ethnically Kenyan.
He
was born and raised in Hawaii.
I thought he was white.
Nah, he's from Hawaii as well.
I swear.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, but wait, look. That's why I wanted to ask this Joe man this year. I want to ask you, Joe man, as well. Yeah. So the letter comes under your door, yeah?
Yeah.
And they say, Marcus.
Marcus what?
You got the call up. Gareth Southgate.
Yeah.
You got the call up. Like, hey, it's time for you to report for the war. What are you doing? What's
last
the job?
Last week, you lot were calling me a black bastard. Today, you want to call me Englishman. I'm going to fight for the England. Just allow me, bro. I'm going to Ghana.
You can't go. How are you going to go to Ghana?
Huh?
How are you going to go to Ghana?
I should get out of your country, so I'm going. What do you mean?
Bro, what are you doing?
Bro, I'm just booting the letter away from me, fam.
That one, if it was punishable by going to prison, I swear to God, I'll go.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
The prison will be lit.
You see bare man.
All of us
are I said that's bare man.
All of us will be in there just chatting shit.
Man. All those bot accounts on Twitter that are racist, I want to see you all fighting for your country.
The whole Millwall fan base, they all have to go first. Needs to go first?
And some of the West Ham guys.
Huh? West Ham guys need to go first.
Yeah, Millwall.
All you guys are
Hansley.
Couple Chelsea man needs to go.
Yeah, Chelsea man, Liverpool.
All the man that live like in Cricklewood, all the man.
If your town your ends of shit, you're there.
Go first.
You have to be there.
God.
What's it called? Who's going first, man? There's
the whole up north.
If you ever been to FA Cup final in the 90s, you go first.
If you sound like Steven Gerrard, you're going.
You go first as well.
Like a Lonsdale polo or something. You're definitely racist. You're going, bro.
If you're a milkman or you got a kid.
Oh, they go for Coons first.
Yeah, they go.
Coons are going first. They're going before. Aye, Coons are going before white people. That's the thing. You're going first, bro.
Oh god.
You were going.
I was you love them so much.
Yeah, since you love them so much, go fight for them.
Fight, man. What are you doing?
I'm injured. I'm injured.
Yeah, he's out.
Hey,
he's
man got, already went.
I'm injured.
He's got bone spurs.
Oh my days, man. Hey, you don't even fight for Malawi, man. You joke, man. Like, this guy, man.
This guy's the ultimate coup, you know.
Nah, it's top one, man.
He just fight for himself.
Top one, man. Lim, he'll, hey, this guy won't.
Don't believe him.
Won't give no nothing, man. Hey, Baron, I hope you, what's it called? In London, you find a London girl. Yeah. But, hey, what advice would you give to Ron when dealing with London girls, man?
I don't know. It just depends on the type of girl. Cause
don't treat them differently, you can't really tell. Compared to us, anyway, man. It'll be nice.
I don't know what you mean.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Like, they'll be more open to a conversation to him.
Why?
Because he's from somewhere else, isn't he? He's going to be more interested in us. We're just putting one group, bro.
Bro, what do you mean, fam, with your taper fade? What do you mean?
what do you mean, bro?
Nah, I hear what you're saying, like, yeah, when they hear that Louisiana that's accent, they'll be like, what?
That's an easy way in, your accent, it'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm brown.
No, Marcus, what advice would you give? This guy, bro, he's John Ways.
My advice would be just be yourself. Like, there's no advice to give. You just talk to them.
Oh,
I'm
shit,
brown,
bro.
I'm from St. Louisiana. What are you saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
You can obviously see who gets girls.
Black loafers, yeah.
Like, who do you think gets girls here, guy?
I'm on neutral ground. I'm not saying.
Hey, Mark, what did he say?
Hey, do you?
He said I got bagels.
You guys have the Fifth Amendment here.
Yeah, plead the Fifth.
I plead the Fifth.
No, we don't. Yeah. We don't. But
I'm saying in the UK,
we just say it, man.
This guy of your men in black loafers.
You just say it.
Hulk Hogan jumper as well.
I must have Hulk Hogan jumper. Well, yeah, that was us, man. It's your boy Dills.
Miss Lim.
Hey, shout out to Ron for coming to the show, man. Hey, pleasure. Hopefully we get you back, man. When you come back, you taste a little bit of London culture. We can hear what you're saying, man. Got Marcus here as well, as always. Got Bolts, and that was us. Peace, safe, love, man. Safe.
That was funny, man.